We continue Bezat Hashem in our Limud of Masechet Ketubot. We are up to Daf Ayin Chet, Amud Aleph. We begin the 8th Perek of Masechet Ketubot. This Limud is Leilui Lishmat Rav Shalom Cohen ben Tfach Amalka, Yair ben Tova, Naim ben Chatun, Yom Tov ben Chana, Shaul ben Latife, Erez ben Miriam, Baruch ben Shlomo, Luba bat Mazal, Chaya Esther, Chava bat Sarah, Eva Shlumit bat Ilana Esther, Rivka bat Devorah, Eta Rivka bat Mordechai, and Sulika bat Chana, Alem HaShalom. Also, Lizchut Refuah Shlema for Elisheva bat Neta, Esther bat Sarah, Chana bat Sulika, and Gabriela Masuda bat Sarah. The Mishnah begins, Ha'isha shenafluna nechasim ad shelo titares, regarding a woman who received property. She was bequeathed property before she was me'oreset, before kiddushin, and then she was mitkadeshet. Let's say a woman received property either by yerusha, by inheritance, or as a gift, whatever it may be, and she received it before kiddushin, and then she received kiddushin from a chatan. Modim bet shamay ubet hilel shemocheret venotenet vekayam. Both Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel agree that she can sell or give the property as a gift, and that transaction is valid, is kayam. When do they argue? Naflula mishenit arsa. If, let's say, the property was given to her after erusin, after kiddushin, before nisuin, before marriage, but after the kiddushin, so then, Bet Shammai omrim timko, Bet Shammai say, she can sell it as long as she is mekudeshet only. Ubet Hillel omrim lo timko. Bet Hillel say, she cannot sell it. Elu va'elu modim she'im machra v'natna kayam. But they both agree, even Bet Hillel agrees, that if she did sell it, or if she gave it away as a gift, then it's valid, the transaction is valid. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Amru chachamim lifnei Rabban Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda tells us that the Chachamim told Rabban Gamliel a question. Ho'il v'zacha ba'isha lo yizkeh b'nechasim? Well, since he acquired the woman through Kiddushin, does he not acquire her property from that moment and on? So why do we say then that her transaction is valid, but he acquires it when he's mekadesh her? Amar lahem, so he told them, Rabban Gamliel told the Chachamim, Al hachadashim anu boshim, ela she'atem megalgelim alenu et hayeshanim. Regarding the Chadashim, regarding the new property that she inherited after marriage, anu boshim, we are ashamed. We are ashamed because we're not sure, it's unclear the reason of the halacha, why she cannot sell it as it's hers. And you are now, atem megalgelim alenu et hayeshanim, now you're imposing upon us a prohibition regarding the old property that she owned beforehand, that should also be prohibited, forbidden for her to sell, even property that she owned from beforehand. Continues the Mishnah, Naflula mishenisset. If, let's say, after getting married with her husband, that's when she received these new properties, Elu va'elu modim she'im machra v'natna she'habal motzi miyad alekuchot. They both agree, even Bet Shammai here agreed to Bet Hillel, that if she sold or she gave the properties as a gift, the husband has a right to claim it back, to repossess it from the purchasers. Ad she'lo niset, if let's say she received the property before she got married, and then afterwards she got married, Rabban Gamliel omer, Rabban Gamliel says, Im machra v'natna kayam b'diavad, if she sold and if she gave, it's a valid transaction, but lechatchila she shouldn't. Amar Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya said, Amru lifnei Rabban Gamliel, they said to Rabban Gamliel, the Chachamim asked him, Ho'il v'zacha ba'isha lo yizkeh b'nechasim? I mean, since he then married her, and now he was zocheh to have her, isn't he zoche? Does he not have the right now to have her nechasim, to have her property? So in this case as well, even if she received it before nisuim, but then they got married, he should be able to have the right to take out from the purchasers. אמר להם, רבן גמליאל רספנדד, על החדשים אנו בושים, אלא שאתם מגלגלים עלינו את הישנים. Even on the new property that fell after nisuim, that were given to her after marriage, we are ashamed that we don't understand fully why the husband has a right to take it out, to repossess it from the purchasers. And you are now also adding another question. You're saying that even the old nechasim, even the ones that fell to her before nisuim, she shouldn't be able to sell? So that was Rabban Gamliel. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon cholek ben nechasim nechasim. Rabbi Shimon makes a difference. He distinguishes between one type of property and another type. Nechasim hayeduim labaal lo timko. Property that is known to the husband, then she cannot sell once they get married. Nechasim that he knows about, so she cannot sell once they got married. Ve'im machra v'natna batel. If she did sell, or she gave as a gift, it's an invalid transaction. She'enan yedu'im labaal, but if let's say you have property that is not known to the husband, even if they fall to her after nisu'im, but he doesn't know about it, in that case, lechatchila lo timkor. She should not sell, ve'im machra v'natna kayam, but if she did, or she gave away, the transaction is valid. Now the Gemara goes back to ask on the beginning of the Mishnah, Maishna resha de lo pligi, umaishna seifa de pligi. What's the difference that in the resha of the Mishnah, in the first case of the Mishnah, what was the first case? When she inherited property before Kiddushin, right? When she was still single. So there we said, de lo pligi, that Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, they do not argue. They both agree that she can sell and give away and the transaction is valid. So why is it different in the later part of the Mishnah, in the case when she inherited property after Eusin, after the Kiddushin? Then we see that Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel disagree. They argue if she has the right to sell. Bet Shammai say she has the right. Bet Hillel say lechatchila she shouldn't sell. Why all of a sudden, when the Nechasim fell to her after Kiddushin, do Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel argue? Amri de Rabbi Yanai, in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yanai, they would explain, there's a difference. Resha bizchutah naflu. In the first case, when she inherited property before the Kiddushin, well, it was given to her during a period when she had rights to her own property. Bizchutah naflu. It fell to her at a time when she had exclusive rights on it. Seifa bizchuto naflu. But the Seifa, after they already were, she's already mikudeshet, she's me'oreset, right? At that time, it's during a period where bizchuto, where he has rights to her property, and therefore it's different. Asks the Gemara, oh, he has rights after Kiddushin? Im bizchuto naflu, ki machra v'natna amai kayam. If you're telling me that after Kiddushin is a time where he already has rights to her property, then why do we say that even Bet Hillel agreed that if b'diavad she sold the property or she gave it away, the transaction is valid? Why is it valid? It's bizchuto naflu. You can't say that. Ela, rather, should explain like this. Resha, in the first case, meaning when she inherited property before, when she got married, before Kiddushin, when she was still single, vaday bizchuta naflu. It is certainly given to her at a time where she has full rights on the property. There's no doubt about that. Seifa, in the next case of the Mishnah, where she received the property in the time after Kiddushin, between Kiddushin and Nisuin, so we have a safek, there is a doubt. Eimar bizchuta, eimar bizchuto. Some could say, perhaps, that it's during a time where she has rights on it. Some say this is a time where he has rights on it. So therefore, since there is a safek regarding his ownership on property that falls to her during the time when they are only mekudashim, when they are meorasim, so lechatchila, so she should not lechatchila sell, lo timkor. Im machra, however, im machra v'natna kayam, but b'diavad, if she did already, then the transaction is valid. Now the Gemara addresses the statement of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Ma Rabbi Yehuda, amru lifnei Rabban Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda said, in our Mishnah, that the Chachamim asked Rabban Gamliel, being that the husband is kone, he acquires the wife by kiddushin, so doesn't he acquire the property? So why do you say that her transaction is valid? So the Gemara is asking like this. Ibai alehu, they had a question. Rabbi Yehuda alechatchila or adiavad? When Rabbi Yehuda is citing the machloket of the Chachamim, was he referring, do they argue on the lechatchila? In other words, are they arguing on the opinion of Bet Shammai, who say that at that time she can even sell lechatchila? And Chachamim come and say, no, she cannot sell lechatchila, but b'diavad, if she did sell, then it is valid, like Bet Hillel. Or are the Chachamim even arguing on the diavad, meaning on the opinion of Bet Hillel, who hold that b'diavad, if she sold or if she gave it away, it's valid transaction. And they come to argue to say that even b'diavad, it should not be a valid transaction. What is the argument of the Chachamim who asked their question before Rabban Gamliel? Are they arguing on Bet Shammai, but b'diavad, they agree with Bet Hillel that the transaction is valid? Or are they arguing even on Bet Hillel, who said that Bet Diavad, it is valid? They come and say, no, it's not. Even Bet Diavad, it's not valid. Tashema, come in here from a Braita. The Tanya, we learned in a Braita, Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Amru lifne Rabban Gamliel, they said to Rabban Gamliel, Ho'il vezo ishto, vezo ishto. Being that both are his wife, meaning when she is fully married, she is legally his wife. And when she's only mekudeshet, she's also legally his wife. Zo ishto vezo ishto. Zo michra batel, av zo michra batel. So just like when she is totally married, we say that the sale is void, is batel, the transaction is invalid. So after kiddushin alone, also we should say that her sale is void. So you see clearly, right, that they're arguing even on b'diavad, they're saying it should be totally void. Amar lahem, that's when Rabban Gamliel answered them, al hachadashim anu boshim, ela she'atem megalgelim alenu et hayishanim. Even with regards to the new property that she got after marriage, we are ashamed of this ruling because we are not clear on it. And you are imposing on us the same psak, even with regards to the yeshanim, the old property that she owned beforehand. So that's the braita. Says the Gemara, Shma Amina, Diavad Ka'amar, Shma Amina. We see from here that Rabbi Yehuda is quoting the Chachamim who argued with Rabban Gamliel. They are even arguing on Bet Hillel, who said that B'diavad, the transaction is valid. They were asking, no, it should be Batel, it should not be valid. Tanya, we learned in a Baita, Amar, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya said, Lo kach heshivan Rabban Gamliel l'Chachamim. This is not what Rabban Gamliel responded to the Chachamim. Elakach heshivan. This is what he replied to them. Lo imamartem benesua. No. If you say that the sale is void, that's with regard to a nesua, to a married woman. I mean, concerning whom the husband has many rights. Sheken ba'ala zakai v'mtziata, her husband is entitled to her findings, ubimaseh yadea, her earnings, ubeafarat nedarea, to nullify her vows, that's by nesua. Okay, so her mecher is batel, her transaction is invalid. Tomru be'arusa, should you say the same thing with regards to a arusa? She's only mekudeshet, she's not nesua yet. Sheen ba'ala zakai, lo b'mtziata, ve'lo b'maseh yadea, ve'lo be'afarat nedarea. He doesn't yet have those entitlements in her findings, in her earnings, and her nullifying her vows. So it's not the same. We shouldn't say michra batel when she is arusa, not nesua yet. Amru lo, so the Chachamim said to Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi, our teacher, you're right, but that's only machrala ad shelo niset. We accept your reasoning if she sold it before she got married. Okay, then we can accept this reasoning that you just said, that her mecher, her transaction should be valid. But what about niset ve'achar kach machra mahu? Let's say she first got married and only then she sold it. What should be the halacha then? Do you say that the transaction should be valid even then, after nisuin? Amar lehu, Rabban Gamliel said to them, avzu mocheret venotenet vekayam. In this case as well, also, she can give it away, she can sell the property, and it's valid. Amru lo, they said to him, but what do you mean? Hoil v'zachah ba'isha, once they are nisuim, And now he acquired his wife, Lo yizkeh b'nechasim. Can he not acquire the property? How could the transaction be valid? Amar lahem, this is when he told them, Al hachadashim anu boshim, even with regards to the new property that she inherits later, after she's married, we are ashamed about this halacha that we don't understand. Ela she'atem megalgelim aleinu et hayishanim, and now you impose upon us even that the transaction shouldn't be valid by the old property. That's the Braita. So the Gemara is asking, V'ha'anantnan, but we learned in our Mishnah, Ad she'lo niset v'niset, that if she inherited property before she got married, before Nisuim, and then she got married, Rabban Gamliel omer, Im machra v'natna kayam, Rabban Gamliel says, if she sold it or she gave the property away, the transaction is valid. So now, by the wording of the Braita that we just saw, it seems different. It seems to indicate that she can sell or give the property away even lechatchila. And from our Mishnah, it seems that it's only b'diavad. Amar Rav Zvid, Rav Zvid says, you're right. Tni, in our Mishnah, it should be amended as well. To follow the Braita, mocheret venotenet vekayam. Not im machra venatna, which sounds only b'diavad. Even lechatchila, mocheret venotenet vekayam. Talking about nechasim that came to her before she got married, even lechatchila Rabban Gamliel holds that she can sell. Rav Papa amar lo kashya. Rav Papa says a different way to answer the question, the stira between the Mishnah and the Braita. Ha Rabbi Yehuda liba de Rabban Gamliel, ha Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya liba de Rabban Gamliel. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda, according to the opinion of Rabban Gamliel, that's what our Mishnah says, that only b'diavad. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, he held that Rabban Gamliel held that even lechatchila. So the Gemara is asking, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya kevet Shammai, it comes out apparently that Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya is going like he agrees with Bet Shammai, because according to Bet Hillel, she cannot sell lechatchila, even while she's only meoreset, she cannot sell lechatchila, right? And we know that the halacha is like Bet Hillel. So how could it be that Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya is going like the shita of Bet Shammai, that even lechatchila she can sell? Answers the Gemara, Hachi ka'amar, this is what Rabbi Chanina meant to say, Lo nechlaku Bet Shammai Bet Hillel al davar ze. Rabbi Chanina held, no, Bet Shammai Bet Hillel did not disagree regarding this, regarding the property that a woman inherited before marriage. They both agree that she can sell it even lechatchila, as Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya is saying that is the opinion of Rabban Gamliel. Now the Gemara tells us the opinion of Rav and Shmuel. Rav uShmuel da'amri tarvayu. Rav uShmuel both say, Ben shenaflu lanechasim ad shelo nitarsa. Whether she inherited property before she became mekudeshet, while she was single. Ben shenaflu lanechasim mishenitarsa. Whether she received nechasim property after mekudeshet, after she received kiddushin. Veniset. And then she got married. And after she got married, she sold it or gave it away. Habaal motzi miyad alekuchot. The husband has the right to repossess the property from the purchasers. So now the Gemara is asking, Keman, according to whose opinion is Rav and Shmuel going? Delo kerab Yehuda, velo kerab Chanina ben Akavya. It doesn't seem to be going according, neither like Rabbi Yehuda, neither nor according to Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. According to both of them, they both hold that the sale would be kayam. It would be valid. And here we see that if she sold this property that she received before she got married, if she sold it after marriage, the husband can repossess it from the purchasers. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda, it's not like Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. Answers the Gemara, Inhu de'amri kerabotenu. Rav and Shmuel, they're saying their words according to the opinion of Rabotenu, which means there's a third opinion here. The Tanya, we learned in a Braita, Rabotenu chazru venimnu. The Chachamim returned and voted regarding this matter after discussing the issue, and they decided as follows. Ben shenaflu la chelo titarez, uven shenaflu la mishenit arsa venised, haba'al motzi miyad alekuchot. Whether we're talking about property that she received before Kiddushin or after, and then she got married and she sold it after marriage, the husband does have the right to repossess it. Now the Gemara goes back to what it states in the Mishnah, Mishenisset Elu Va'elu Modim. Once she got married, both Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel agree that the husband can repossess it from the buyers. Meaning, property that she received only after she was fully married. In this case, both Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel agree that the transaction, if she sells it at that point, the transaction is not valid. So the Gemara is asking, Leima tanina litakanat usha? Are we to say that our Mishnah is telling us here plainly the takana that was made by the Sanhedrin in Usha? The Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina, as Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina told us, Be'usha itkinu, the Sanhedrin in Usha instituted the following, Ha'isha shemachra benichse melog b'chaye ba'ala u'meta, in a case of a woman who sold her nichse melog. Nichse melog means property that she owned and she brings into the marriage. And as we know, the husband has the right to benefit only from the dividends, only from the perot. So if she sold benichse melog b'chaye ba'ala in her husband's lifetime, umeta, and then she died, haba'al motzi miyad alekuchot, the husband has the right to repossess what she sold from the purchasers. This seems to be the same halakha that we see in our Mishnah. So if it's already stated in our Mishnah, why did the Chachamim in Usha feel it necessary to make this takana? This is already a din in the Mishnah. Answers the Gemara, no, there's a difference. Matnitin behayeha uleperot. The Mishnah is discussing the husband's claim behayeha during her lifetime uleperot. It's only referring to the value of the perot, of the produce that the husband is able to collect from the purchasers if she sold the land during their marriage. Because the produce of the nichse melog belonged to him, right? But the land itself, the Mishnah is not talking about. The land itself remains fully in the possession of the buyer. So our Mishnah, when it talks about that the husband can go and back and repossess, that's bechayeha, during her lifetime, and only to repossess the perot that she sold, not the land itself. Takanat Usha, in contrast, the institution that was made later by the Sanhedrin in Usha, begufa shel karka, is even on the land itself, he is able to repossess, uleachar mita, and after the death of his wife, that's when he can repossess it, because he inherits it. Now we saw in the Mishnah said, Rabbi Shimon cholek ben nechasim, Rabbi Shimon makes a difference between the types of property. And he said that property hayeduim labaal, if these are properties that are known to the husband, she cannot sell. And if she sold, the transaction is void. But if it's nechasim that are not known, she'enam yeduim labaal, she cannot sell, but bidiavad it is valid. So the Gemara wants to clarify, Elu hen yeduin, ve'elu hen she'enan yeduim. Which properties are considered known and which properties are considered unknown? Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina, very simple. Yeduim is mekarke'e. She'enan yeduim, mitaltelim. When it says in the Mishnah, nechasim yeduim, known properties, that means real estate. It means it's referring to land, which cannot be concealed, right? The husband knew that she would inherit it, and he even married her with the intention of using its produce. That's called nechasim yeduim, karkaot, real estate. But she'enan yeduim, unknown, is mitaltelim, movable property. It's very possible that he didn't know about such things that she brought in, that she owned beforehand, and therefore he didn't have the intention to be entitled to them as well. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina. He says, no, elu va'elu yeduim hem. Both of these cases are considered known properties. Ve'elu hen she'enan yeduim. The following is considered unknown. Kol she'yoshevet kan ve'naflu la'nechasim b'mdinat hayam. In a case where she lives here in one place, the property that she received by inheritance was overseas. Was far away, bimdinat hayam. So the husband did not think of this property when he married her. It's far away. And therefore, if she sells this type of property, says Rabbi Shimon, the sale is valid, bidyavad. Tanya nami hachi, We learned like this in the Braita as well, like the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Elu hen she'enam yeduim. What is referred to by enechasim enam yeduim, unknown properties, kol she'yoshevet kan ve'naflu la nechasim b'mdinat hayam, in a case where she lives in one place and the property was given over to her overseas, far away.